The U.S. Justice Department says it will pursue the extradition of the chief financial officer of China's Huawei Technology Company Limited, arrested in Canada in December. The United States has accused Meng Wanzhou of misrepresenting the company's links to a firm that tried to sell equipment to Iran despite U.S. sanctions. The arrest soured ties between Canada and China, which subsequently detained two Canadians and sentenced a third to death. Paul Evans is a professor in the School of Public Policy and Global Affairs at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. It was in that city that Meng Wanzhou was detained by Canada at the request of the United States. I asked Professor Evans if the announcement by the United States that it will go through with extradition surprised him.
I don't think it is surprising. There's been a lot of momentum behind this in some quarters in the United States. And the real issue is not just is the request proceeding and that the documents will be submitted by January 30th, the deadline. But I think the issue is what exactly the case is going to be, how strong a case it's going to be, and how far it fits with the specific terms of the extradition treaty, which relate to having the equivalent of the offense in Canada. And that's going to be an interesting legal issue. And how, I guess the fundamental question is how strong a case is going to be presented at this stage. And that we just have to wait and see. If it isn't a strong case, this may be a situation in which a Canadian judge would reject it.
What kind of evidence could there be? What, beside being arrested in Vancouver, has she done in Canada?
Well, nothing. And that's an important issue because the warrant against her was issued by a court in New York City for activities that took place in Hong Kong in alleged misrepresentation to bankers. So nothing has happened in Canada. But the question is whether those specific activities in Hong Kong could have been, if a Canadian were doing the same thing, would we act on that basis? Would they be violating Canadian law? And there my lawyer colleagues tell me it's a pretty complex answer, partly because of how we connected into the sanctions against Iran in a somewhat different way than the United States. And also because as you mentioned, this was not this was extraterritorial to Canada, and it's the U.S. that's pushing for extraterritorial application of its laws.
It has been said over and over again that Canada is between a rock and a hard place, between China and the United States, leading to a letter that has been sent to Chinese leadership by some very respected people asking for something to happen.
I think the background to this is that in this dispute between Canada and China that has escalated rhetorically and in terms of started with the detentions, that the Chinese, that there's a number of Canadians who are very upset by this. And that what the Canadian government has done is in this bilateral spat with China aimed to internationalize it. The Canadian government has called on the United States and several other countries, including the EU group, to express their dissatisfaction with the arrest of the two Canadians. So that started with the government level. What this is about is a number of people international. Less than a third of the signatories are Canadian, but it's several countries, including the United States. And across what I might call ideological boundaries, there's conservatives, there's liberals of various persuasions who have entered into this, and they feel that there has to be an international expression of concern, because not just for the two Canadians there, but it risks the kinds of connections in China that a lot of researchers try to establish, and they're the kind of people who are often the best interpreters of China, the most fair-minded and informed. So, Ira, we're in a difficult, the letters in its intention is a good one. Whether or not the call for an immediate release is reasonable, whether, in fact, it's going to harden Chinese positions on that, that's something that we're debating privately. But the letter itself may be a constructive part of the bigger discussion on how we're going to end this standoff between China and Canada.
Meanwhile, Canada's ambassador to China uttered similar thoughts to a group of Chinese journalists gathered outside of the Canadian capital of Ottawa Wednesday. John McCallum spoke to CBC News about his comments about the case that might very well be presented by Meng Wanzhao's attorneys.
I think she has quite good arguments on her side. One, political involvement by comments from Donald Trump in her case. Two, there's an extraterritorial aspect to her case. And three, there's the issue of Iran sanctions, which are involved in her case, and Canada does not sign on to these Iran sanctions. So I think she has some strong arguments that she can make before a judge.
We have attempted to get reaction to this story from the United States Justice Department. We have yet to receive a reply.